Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Renuka with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India supports a safe and sustainable space domain. Virtually addresses first international space summit in Paris. New Delhi gears up to host world leaders at 18th BRICS summit this weekend. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping expected to arrive tomorrow. India and Russia step forward on joint production of civil passenger planes and deliveries of 105 regional turboprop aircraft to Indian operators. Houthis advance near Yemen's Red Sea coast, threatening Bab al-Mandeb Strait. And in Women's Junior Asia Cup hockey, India storm into semi-final with record 19-0 win over Pakistan in China. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India supports a safe, secure, peaceful and sustainable space domain anchored in international law, dialogue and multilateral cooperation. Mr. Modi stated this while virtually addressing the first edition of International Space Summit at Paris in France today.
India's approach is rooted in Vasudhaiv Kutumbakam, that is, one earth, one family, one future. This spirit must now travel beyond earth. We support a safe, secure, peaceful and sustainable space domain anchored in international law, dialogue and multilateral cooperation. Scientific data must serve the common good with openness and integrity. India's space journey reflects this philosophy.
Mr. Modi highlighted the remarkable growth of country's space journey. Lauding the role of ISRO in space journey, Prime Minister Modi said, ISRO has earned global admiration for its excellence and cost-effective missions.
ISRO, which stands at the heart of this journey, has earned global admiration for its excellence and cost-effective mission. Its capability to serve farmers and fishermen, weather forecasting, disaster management and navigation. More than 430 satellites from 34 countries have traveled to space aboard Indian rockets. ISRO's technologies and partnerships serve not only India, but the wider world.
New Delhi is geared up to host world leaders at the 18th BRICS summit this weekend with heightened security, infrastructure upgrades and extensive preparations across the national capital. The two-day summit beginning at Bharat Mandapam on Saturday brings together the world's 11 major emerging and developing economies. India is the current chair of the influential grouping. Several world leaders will participate in the summit, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, Chinese President Xi Jinping, South Africa President Cyril Ramaphosa, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, Iran President Masoud Pezeshkian, and Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed al-Nahyan. Brazil will be represented by Foreign Affairs Minister Mauro Vieira. Saudi Arabia's Foreign Affairs Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan al-Saud will also participate in the summit. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping are expected to arrive tomorrow. The BRICS summit will get underway on Saturday with a closed session for BRICS member countries on inclusive global governance and strengthening multilateralism. Our correspondent reports that preparations are underway in full swing ahead of the prestigious event.
The national capital is all decked up to welcome world leaders for the summit, with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping expected to touch down in Delhi tomorrow. It has been a large logistical exercise, with the Ministry of External Affairs closely coordinating with other ministries, including Home Ministry, as well as Delhi Police. The Delhi Police has made elaborate arrangements in order to ensure maximum security for visiting dignitaries while causing minimum inconvenience to the public. Around 15,000 Delhi police personnel and 200 companies of paramilitary forces have been deployed in the national capital. India's chairship is centered on the four pillars of the theme: resilience, innovation, cooperation and sustainability. Since assuming the chairship, over 350 meetings have been held. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. India and Russia today held talks on joint production of civil passenger planes and potential deliveries and arrangements for 105 regional turboprop aircraft to Indian operators. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu held discussions with Russia's Industry and Trade Minister Anton Alikhanov in New Delhi on joint manufacturing of civil passenger aircraft to meet countries' demand for regional air connectivity. Discussions and proposed deals also cover potential deliveries and arrangements for 105 regional turboprop aircraft to Indian operators, including Pinnacle Air, Air Kerala and Sleek Aviation. Talking to the media, Mr. Naidu said that he had a discussion with the delegation regarding the progress of MOU that public sector aerospace company Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, HAL, had with Russia in terms of manufacturing a plane in the country.
I'd like to update you on the MOU that HAL had with the Russia in terms of manufacturing a plane in the country. There are two kinds of planes. One is the turboprop IL-114 and also the Sukhoi Superjet 100, which is a jet engine plane. So these two are quite compatible for our regional connectivity scheme with a lot of airports coming up, and these planes become very efficient for us to connect these. So we have expanded the dialogue on that, and we want to start the process as soon as possible of getting their planes manufactured in the country.
The conflict in West Asia is witnessing a significant development with the emerging situation in Yemen. Iran-backed armed group Houthi has reportedly made advances along Yemen's Red Sea coast. They have taken the strategic port city of Mocha and are moving closer to the Bab el-Mandeb Strait. This has led to fresh concerns over global shipping and energy supplies. Meanwhile, Brent crude futures rose again today, remaining well above $100 a barrel, as the latest attacks have weakened chances of a speedy recovery of maritime traffic in the region. Bab el-Mandeb connects the Red Sea with the Gulf of Aden and is an important route for trade between Asia and Europe. In China, 20 people were killed today when a fire broke out on a foreign-flagged cargo ship undergoing repairs in the eastern port city of Qingdao. The state media broadcaster reported that the blaze started this morning at the state-owned Qingdao Beihai shipyard. Search and rescue efforts are underway. President Xi Jinping has called for a swift investigation into the cause of the fire. In hockey, the Indian women's team stormed into the semi-finals of the Junior Asia Cup with a ruthless 19-0 demolition of Pakistan in quarter-final at Mochi in China today. For India, Pooja Malik scored 3 goals, completing her hat-trick. The Indian men's team has already entered the semi-finals of the Junior Asia Cup. In cricket, India have set a target of 150 runs against Bangladesh in the first semi-final match of Women's Asia Cup in Dubai. In reply, Bangladesh were 46 for 2 in 10 overs when reports last came in. India made a strong start at the World Parachuting Championship, bagging 4 medals including 1 gold, 2 silver and 1 bronze on the opening day of the event at Changwon in South Korea today. The Indian women's team of Mona Agarwal, Avni Lekhra and Billy Shah clinched gold in the R210-meter air rifle standing SH1 team event. Mona Agarwal also won silver in the individual event, while Avni Lekhra got bronze. With her performance, Mona Agarwal has become the first Indian shooter to secure a place at the 2028 Los Angeles Paralympic Games. In the men's competition, the Indian trio of Rakesh Nidagundi, Anand Krishna and Swaroop Unhalkar won silver in the R110-meter air rifle standing SH1 team event. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India supports a safe and sustainable space domain, virtually addresses first International Space Summit in Paris. New Delhi gears up to host world leaders at 18th BRICS Summit this weekend. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping expected to arrive tomorrow. India and Russia step forward on joint production of civil passenger planes and deliveries of 105 regional turboprop aircraft to Indian operators. Houthis advance near Yemen's Red Sea coast, threatening Bab el-Mandeb Strait. And in Women's Junior Asia Cup, India storm into semi-final with record 19-0 win over Pakistan in China. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.